The wind was up when I turned off past Collingwood in Golden Bay to meet our guest this week. Dairy farmer Tim Rhodes is questioning a new technology which seems to be on the up among dairy farmers around the country. Virtual fencing removes physical fences and uses electronic collars on the cows instead. And you may remember, Duncan, we went to see one of these systems in action on a Waikato dairy farm in the spring.
Yeah, well, it seemed pretty impressive to me and futuristic.
Yeah, the app-controlled GPS-enabled devices control the cow's movement through audio and vibrations, followed by what's described as a low-level electric pulse if they stray. And their health and whereabouts can also be monitored. Here's Tim Rhodes.
We've had this property for 8 years. We milk 125 cows and it's been going well for us. It's been quite profitable. We've tried to run it simply and low cost. The idea is that if you're making a really good profit margin with low costs, then you'll make a good living with fewer cows and less environmental damage.
You have concerns about the way dairying is heading, particularly around virtual fencing, around the technology involved there. Why are you so concerned about that?
I'm concerned about it because I'm embarrassed by it. I'm embarrassed at the way people will think that farmers are control freaks and they're robotising animals. And the level of freedom of animals is being compromised or virtually eliminated.
How do you know that?
I know that because I know how cows naturally walk, what they naturally do, what they want to do, what they don't want to do. We let our cows have as much freedom as they can, so we don't push them to come in, we don't push them into the shed, we try to let them do their own thing so that they're doing what they want to do. They want to come to the shed and they want to come and get milked. And for me to watch cows having their heads all turned together at once and walk out of a paddock all at the same speed and not be able to sniff away at the flowers or take a bit of grass or have a good scrap in the lane is really quite horrible to watch. Having a relationship with humans, which is beneficial for humans and beneficial for the cows, hopefully equally, is the goal. That it's a symbiotic relationship, it should be. In our farming situation, we have paddocks with electric fences, which are boundaries, so the cows are free to move within boundaries.
They would still get a shock, though, if they did touch the electric fence.
They absolutely would, yep.
So they have, to a certain extent, had some aversion training around that.
Yes. When they are put into a paddock as young cows, they will get a shock and they'll learn from that.
So how does that differ from this more high-tech virtual fencing?
So what I'm saying is that normal fences are boundaries. Virtual fencing collars are behaviour control devices, and that's the difference. Now, the behaviour control devices, the cows have no choice as to what stimulus is delivered to them, and they cannot see or smell or process instinctively what the collars are doing. So it's an absolute surprise to them where the virtual fence is or when they get told to walk out of the paddock. And when they're walking out of the paddock, their speed of walking is controlled and their head orientation is controlled.
Those who are proponents of virtual fencing might say, well, you know, you're pushing your cows along anyway as you move them down the race towards the milking shed. There's pressure there.
Yeah.
So they are actually being pressured not to eat the grass or whatever. So that's unnatural movement. Some farmers might not be as nice as you.
No, that's right. What the Animal Welfare Act says is that if you are to move a cow, you do it with minimum force. And there'll always be cows at the back who like to be at the back because that's how they naturally behave. So sometimes they need a bit of cajoling to voice command or touching or hurrying or whatever towards the end. But that under the law needs to be minimised. That's what the Animal Welfare Act says. So there's a minimisation of making a cow move, and the Animal Welfare Act says that cows must be able to exhibit instinctive behaviour at all times and not have that taken away from them.
Under virtual fencing, farmers have found that there's less lameness. Humans are still there, and humans have time, more time than before, to do those monitoring jobs and talk to the cows, be with the cows, instead of rushing around, moving the fences, moving the brakes, doing all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I guess the problem with that is that when you have an intervention like a collar, the cows no longer relate to humans, they relate to their collars, okay? The normal tasks of physically being around cows leads to the stockmanship skills. And the problem with the collars is that people lose those traditional human-cow interactions and their skills at stockmanship because the collars are doing everything and, you know, they're controlled by a system which is outside of the farmer's real knowledge and outside of the farmer's ownership. The farmers don't even own the collars. They're run by technology companies which are financed by overseas interests. So, you know, the sovereignty of farmers in their work is lost.
What do you think the consumer wants?
Well, I think consumers are quite turned off by having cows turned into robots, robotified. I think it's like yuck. I mean, it feels like yuck for me because to see cows moving in a weird way, all walking the same speed in the same direction, is weird. And having, you know, cows' behaviour controlled by push button, I've got a lot of feedback from the public on it, and they just think it's wrong. Farming it should be as natural as possible. We've got GMO-free milk in the production system, which is verified by Fonterra, our cooperative, and we've got grass-fed, which is great because the cows do all the work of eating grass, and we've got free-ranging cows within boundaries, and to lose that free-ranging thing is just like going back to battery chickens, and I'll do everything I can to have it banned.
Tim Rhodes. Now, I got in touch with the National Welfare Advisory Committee over this, and it says they've put a lot of thought into the use of virtual fencing, including visiting farms and keeping up to date with current science. The committee considers that virtual fencing systems have the potential to benefit pasture, cattle and health management. However, safeguards need to be in place to protect the welfare of dairy cows. You can find more information and also a link to our tour last year of a virtually fenced farm on our webpage. What do you think? Let us know.